called the Big Gully. It was downtown in about the 1830s. Yeah. They had problems for about 50 years, and finally one of the engineers that was able to conquer that by doing some special project. But they said that the wagons used to get a running start and go down in it and come back out on the other side of the downtown. Mm-hmm. If there's been a real heavy rainstorm, and the rain has cut a channel across a road or a field, you might call that place a
washout.
What is a small bit of fresh water that's just flowing along out in the woods?
Oh, spring break.
Okay. Could you give me the names of some of the streams and little creeks in this area?
The creek just across my pond over there is Haley. Haley Creek, some of us call it Haley Branch. It's a small stream. And we have the Sipsey River on the east side and Luxville Isles on the west. And the divide there on the shelf is about a half mile west of here. And all the water on the east side of that divide goes to Sipsey, and all on the west goes to Luxville Isles. And it's only about 6 miles from Sipsey to Luxville Isles, right across here, about the nearest place in this part of the county. And that's the nearest streams that we have that's named that I know of right around here.
I've been doing a lot of work with this in place name, and I found one name called Sipsey Turnpike. You ever hear of that old one down in Tuscaloosa near Gordo?
No, I don't believe I have. Sipsey does go through Pickens County, you know.
Right. It's a border with Green and Pickens.
Yeah, right.
What do you call a very small rise in land, small elevation?
Wouldn't be called a hill. It would be a slope, I guess,
anything,
rising slope.
Right, anything even smaller than a hill. What do you call the large body of water that's south of Alabama, down near Mobile, goes all the way down to Cuba?
Oh, Gulf. You talking about the Gulf?
Right, the Gulf. Yes. Now, we were talking about hills and knobs a while ago. What would you call it if it's this elevation is very large, much higher than a hill?
Well, the mountain is you can get much higher than a hill.
Right. Now, the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharply is sometimes called a
hill.
What is one of the important roads that's paved like a city sidewalk? There's a kind of hard white surface to it. Do you have a term for that?
Oh, that's the concrete base.
Okay.
Cement base.
Alright. Now if you've got outside of town, if there's a little road, say out in this area, a little road that goes off of the main road, what might you call that smaller road?
On the market.
Okay. Suppose that you came to a man's farm down the public road and came to the turnoff going down to his house. What do you call that, the turnoff?
Oh, laneway or driveway.
Okay. And then along the side of the street, people usually walk on a
sidewalk.
If two boys are walking across the field and one of them saw a cow in the field eating farmer's corn, he reaches down and he picked up something to chase the crow off. What might he pick up to
chase
throw?
A cow?
Yeah, what might he pick up to throw?
Well, he could pick up a rock or a part of dirt.
Okay.
Or a corn stove, something like that.
And when he got down to the farmer's house,